Stay for you, stay for me, written and read by me forever. Derek comes back. It's on a Tuesday. It's an any day. He isn't surprised when he opened the door to the loft that he can see Styles sitting in the middle of the floor looking out the window, because he could hear his breathing and the thumps of his heart from nearly a mile away. He is surprised by the fact that Styles is there at all. He'd thought the loft stood empty nowadays, when his pack was either dead or part of Scott's instead of his. He'd never in his life imagined that anyone would come there when he wasn't there, let alone Styles. Derek's table is moved, he notices, and then that everything is moved. All the furniture, even though there aren't many, are placed alongside the walls so that the window doesn't have a single thing in front of it. He doesn't care, but it confuses him. Styles hadn't moved when Derek opened the door. He hadn't heard, and now Derek doesn't know what to do to get the other man's attention. He feels nervous. He decides on a soft, "Hey," and drops his duffel bag from his shoulder. The reaction is immediate. Styles turns, scrambles to his feet, starts smelling fearful and ominous, and wipes the sleeve of his hoodie over his face, all at the same time. His eyes are bloodshot. The look he gives Derek is non-believing. So Derek stalks down the stairs so he's on the same level as Styles, who just stares fixedly at Derek. He feels a sting of self-consciousness, breathes shallowly. Nearly takes a step back when Styles is suddenly charging towards him. Derek lets him pound his fist at Derek's chest, repeatedly, because Derek can take it and Styles seems to need it. He smells so angry and frightened and desperate and in pain, and he's crying and screaming words Derek can't make out, doesn't understand. Derek is almost overwhelmed by it all. He feels like the roof is crashing down when Styles's emotions does a complete 360 and a tsunami wave of relief come crashing down. Comfort, composure. There are hands around his torso. There is a head pressed to his chest. There is a boy who just fills him with the sense that he is wanted, and he feels the need to protect. "I fucking hate you," Styles croaks, and Derek snorts softly. Derek can feel the reminiscence of panic when he buries his nose in Styles's hair and wonders whether Styles has had a panic attack recently. Derek has wrapped his arms around the young man who's clinging to him like he could melt away at any moment. Tries not to think about it, tries not to think what it means, tries to only surround himself and Styles in a cloud of calm, assurance, and safe. "I killed someone," Styles reveals after a long while of just breathing, and Derek just says, "Okay." And it makes Styles start to sob fiercely again. Styles grabs his shirt over his chest and for the first time in months actually looks at Derek. "You really are here," he says on an exhale, and his eyes are so big and vulnerable and Derek can't handle looking into them anymore. "I am," is all he says, and carefully grips Styles' hand and removes them from his shirt. Styles looks down at them, like he wasn't aware he'd done something with them, and he tints of embarrassment when he retrieves them and puts them in the pocket of his hoodie, where they are left for all of 2 seconds before he scratches his head and starts fibbling with his fingers. "Sorry about the... this," he says, indicating his own body. "You probably just want to be alone or whatever, and... He turns slightly to both sides, searching the room, and says, "Sorry about the redecorating, too." Styles takes a step to his left and then tries to walk away. Derek lays a hand on his arm and then they proceed to have the absolute longest silent conversation they've ever had, and that's saying something. Where are you going? Derek shakes his head slightly, feeling confused, and that is the exact feeling he gets back. Out of here? Stiles gestures it vaguely with his head towards the exit, puts up a hand in a, isn't it obvious, gesture. Why? Do you want me to stay? Yeah. It takes Stiles a good amount of staring at Derek's face before he seems to understand the last meaning of facial expressions. When he does, his mouth drops and he just continues staring. Oh. Derek nods. So what does that mean? Stiles asks, voice low, and not really daring to have hope. Derek doesn't know how to say anything, so he pulls Stiles into a tangled hug again and tries his hardest to convey, stay, stay with me, stay for as long as you like, stay forever. Stay like I should have done. Stay for you. Stay for me. Just stay. And he at least does something right because Stiles melts into him, starts to smell somewhat possessive, and he stays right there.